overcrowding and other credits, they say, will whittle down Lindsay Lohan's jail time to, well, who knows how long. That's not the point here. It's not the point also that she's a celebrity, some may say. The point is that she has committed a crime. She was put on a probation, and the way I look at probation is it's a second chance. And when you go in and you don't follow your probation, or you breach your probation, or you don't follow conditions of your probation, you should not only be punished for the initial crime, but you should be punished also for breaching that probation. How many chances do we give people? How many chances do we give celebrities? Lindsay Lohan has manipulated the system for quite some time. I hope she gets help. I hope she honestly gets the help that she needs, and whether it's a prescription pill issue or some other substance issue or a mental health issue, whatever, she needs to get treatment for that. But she also needs to be punished, and an example needs to be made by the courts. Usually the United States courts are pretty good when it comes to this stuff, but we keep seeing celebrity case after celebrity case, especially in California, where just a slap on the wrist is not even a way to describe it. It's more like a tap on the wrist, and it's time that that changed. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.